from London, BBC Caribbean Report. Two arrests have been made in relation to the funding and arming of Trinidad and Tobago's Jamaat al-Muslimin. Barbadian politician Henry Ford says, when it comes to electoral practice, Guyana is a disgrace. And economic relations between Cuba and the Soviet Union are becoming increasingly strained. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two arrests have been made in connection with the funding and arming of Trinidad and Tobago's Jamaat al-Muslimin in their attempt to overthrow the government. Debbie Ransom in Port of Spain told me that news of the funding-related arrest was broken today in the official government publication, the Trinidad and Tobago Gazette.
That notified us of the arrest of one Neville Ward, also known as Farouk Abdus-Salam. He has been arrested for having prior knowledge of receipt of large sums of money given to Abu Bakr by person or persons living in Libya for the training of men in marksmanship, weaponry, and the handling of explosives. This appeared under the hand of acting National Security Minister Herbert Atwell, and the detention was made under the Emergency Powers Preventive Detention Act 1990.